states claim all kinds of foods as their own. Louisiana has a state meat pie.
Maryland has a state crustacean.
South Dakota has a state bread.
And a new bill up for consideration next week in the Alabama Senate proposes a state vegetable, the sweet potato.
Around 12,000 tons of sweet potatoes were grown last year in Alabama, but this isn't a politician's ploy to woo the state's sweet potato farmers. The bill's got a more organic source.
My mom makes the best sweet potato casserole.
That is Kira. Her mom, Kristen Smith, is a homeschool teacher in Madison County. Her students were planning a dinner to honor Alabama's bicentennial birthday, and they wanted to incorporate Alabama's state foods, but there was no state vegetable. So the students debated which vegetable best represents their state.
Greens, turnips, and collards came up quite a bit, but to be honest, no one in our class likes them, so we decided to move on.
Okra was kicked out of the choice.
Yeah.
Caleb is very upset that we didn't pick fried okra.
Instead, they settled on a popular favorite.
Sweet potatoes kept coming up in our research of Alabama's top agricultural crops. It's a really good vegetable. It tastes really good now. It's so hearty. There's so many different benefits that come from it.
Kirsten Smith says that what started out as something silly turned into what she calls a teachable moment for her students. She instructed them to write up a proposal to their respective state legislators.
So it was important to me, for one thing, that they know how to find who their representatives are.
Well, at first, kind of scratched my head, if I have to be honest.
That's Alabama State Senator Arthur Orr. He says he was surprised when the student's proposal came across his desk, but the idea stuck with him.
The more I thought about it, and the students had laid out their reasons, and they are certainly good ones, did a little research in that we do not have a declared state vegetable.
Orr says he expects the bill will pass, though it may not be a top legislative priority.
Still, sweet potatoes have a rich history in Alabama. Joel Sermon is a sweet potato farmer in Baldwin County, Alabama. He's been growing the crop for over 35 years.
In the olden days, I've heard my daddy and the older people said they used to, you know, if they went working, they'd put a couple of sweet potatoes in their pocket, and that's what they ate. You could take it on the go, you know.
Versatile, delicious. Teacher Kristen Smith says there is a lot to love about the sweet potato.
It's not even any more expensive than anything else, but it's just so healthy and so many antioxidants and beta carotene and all kinds of stuff. That's just how incredible the sweet potato is for, well, everybody.